Those who can do, those who cannot do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
You're listening to Girl Germs. We're a netcast on the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network playing groundbreaking female artists, old and new. Catch a new episode every other Friday at FancyPantsGangsters.com. I'm Dana.
And I'm Anna. Today on Girl Germs, we're tackling a fairly tricky subject, God and religion. While it's fair to say that religion, and Christianity specifically, has historically been a patriarchal endeavor with massive implications for women the world over, we're looking at women who've made groundbreaking music with religion at their sides and in their subject matter.
Several of these artists have used religious and spiritual music to assert their artistic integrity and break boundaries. They've been musical vanguards as well as essential figures in music history. Today we'll cover artists who were known for religious music as well as those who just dabbled. In any case, we're finding some music from truly inspiring ladies who set the stage for female artists to come.
We'll start off with a classic spiritual artist, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. As influential as they come, Sister Rosetta combined spiritual music with early rock and roll accompaniments and paved the way for R&B and religious artists of all stripes to come.
It's Sister Rosetta Tharpe on Girl Germs.
Out into the desert to listen to what the good Lord said. All day long they heard the good Lord's word. Then they got hungry and had to be fed. Instead, bring the fishes by and let him try a little idea that he had in his head about those two little fishes and another, then the world would be fed on only two little fishes and five loaves of a bread.
My Jesus.
You're listening to Girl Germs playing groundbreaking female artists on the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network.
You just heard music from The Holm Sisters, that was By His Word. Ahead of that, Goldia Haynes with Traveling. Haynes was the host of a Sunday morning television program called TV Gospel Time in the early 1960s. Before that, Marie Knight, an artist who often sang duets with Sister Rosetta Tharpe and toured with the great Mahalia Jackson. And at the top of the set, Sister Rosetta Tharpe herself with Two Little Fishes and Five Loaves of Bread.
Today on Girl Germs, we're highlighting artists who, oddly enough, sing about God and religion. Though a touchy subject, many female artists have found space to assert their unique voices in spiritual or religious music. Up next, an oft-covered artist and an R&B legend. First, it's Elizabeth Cotton with Hallelujah, It Is Done.
It's Elizabeth Cotton on Girl Germs.
You're listening to Girl Germs on the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network.
That was music from essential civil rights leader and artist Mary Lou Hamer. That was Go Tell It on the Mountain. Hamer was, as we mentioned, an influential figure in the civil rights movement. She was the subject of forced sterilization without her knowledge or consent in 1961 in a Mississippi effort to reduce the number of poor blacks in the state.
Ahead of that, the legendary Odetta with Glory Glory, widely considered one of the most influential artists in the R&B and folk movements in the 50s and 60s, many songs in Odetta's catalog have religious subject matter. And Elizabeth Cotton started off that set with Hallelujah, It Is Done. Cotton has been covered by many popular artists over the years, including Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, Devendra Banhart, and Laura Veers.
Up next, we've got music from the great Mahalia Jackson, but first, music from Fanny Bell Chapman on Girl Germs.
Wait, I'm gonna wait right here. Lily, I say, Lily,
when your trouble comes. Oh, but I'm still waiting.
I'm still waiting.
I'm still waiting.
I'm still waiting.
For the Lord,
hear my cry.
With God.
That's music from Mahalia Jackson on Girl Germs. Credited as being the queen of gospel, Jackson sang some of the best-known gospel songs of the past 50 years. Another civil rights activist, she's been heralded as one of the great gospel singers to ever live.
Helen McGiver and the Giver Sisters ahead of that with I'm Just a Voice, and Fanny Bell Chapman at the top of the set with He's My Rock, My Sword, My Shield.
Getting back into the music, we have a few things left, a few newer songs in the mix, and we'll start things off with a song from Judy Sill.
It's Jesus Was a Crossmaker by Judy Sill on Girl Germs.
Sweet silver angels over the sea, please come down flying low for me. One time I trusted a stranger because I heard his sweet song, and it was gently enticing me, though there was something wrong. But when I turned, he was gone.
She'd be people say, why is this tree bent? Why they don't have God enough to know that's the way that it was meant? Why is this little baby born all twisted and out of shape? We're not to question what he does, 'cause God makes no mistakes. Why, I've heard people say, why is my child blind? Why is that old drunk still living when a daddy like mine is dying? Our blessed Father gives us life, has the power to take it away. There's no reason for what he does, God makes no mistakes. Why, I've heard people say, God cannot be alive, and all the things that people say has to be a lie. When they're down and out and they need a hand and their very soul's at stake, if they'll call on him and just believe, God makes no mistakes.
We celebrate the wars we won, the blood of history's ancient sons. We followed Judah Maccabee, we fought against iniquity. We saved ourselves with help.
Listening to Girl Germs. That was music from Mira with Jerusalem, coming off of her 2004 album Come On Miracle.
Ahead of that, Loretta Lynn with God Makes No Mistakes. That song has a bit of sass and skepticism to it, but we still thought it was relevant to this show. Joan Baez with I Am a Poor Wayfaring Stranger, and Judy Sill at the top of that set with one of my favorite songs of all time from her self-titled album Judy Sill from 1971.
That's it for this episode of Girl Germs. If you'd like to get in touch with us or submit music for the show, email girlgermsradio@fancypantsgangsters.com.
You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/girlgermsradio and twitter.com @girlgermsradio.
Thanks for listening to Girl Germs. Check back in 2 weeks for a brand new episode where Anna and I will discuss our top albums of 2011.